Dear Narcissist by Pookie, October 2020. I see with my eyes, my head, and my heart, heal lives with my spirit, stand alone and apart. I felt what you felt when you cried in my arms. I tended your wounds and succumbed to your charms. I love you, you said. You're the soulmate I crave. Before you were mine, I lived in a grave. I responded with hope, gave us all that I had, loosed empathic armor in which I'd been clad. I loved you in sun, in rain, and in snow, held you up, laid you down, helped you to grow. You took all I offered and flipped it around, devalued, discarded, crushed me into the ground. You controlled and cajoled in a game so well played, laying narcissist blame like a debt I should pay. When you were injured, you ranted, enraged, making me breathless and deathly afraid. You lied to yourself and to me in the process, then cast me aside when it was time for a recess. Once and then twice you hoovered me back, then a third and a fourth time I stepped into the cracks. Shame on me. I believed you when you said, I want change. I let you in for a fifth time, in a moment deranged. For a while it was magic. We went on long rides. In the dream I still nurtured, we walked side by side. But the cycle remained, it hadn't been broken, too little, too late, and the beast was awoken. I requested respect. God forbid I should ask. You are toxic, you bellowed, dropping one of your masks. You used and abused me and left me alone to gnaw on my hurt like a dog with a bone. Your abusive behavior isn't anyone's fault. It's caused by stuff locked in some dark inner vault. It's the void deep inside you, the guilt, shame, and pain that cause you to act as if you're in chains. But that doesn't excuse the things that you've done, the chaos you breed, or having to run. Now I need refuge, but who will take care when winter sets in and the cupboards are bare? My solace is knowing, as I fall to my knees, I am strong and alive. I have set myself free.